Attorneys for the government called two witnesses Tuesday, David Holston, the prison supervisory chaplain, and Imam Amar Amonet, the head of the Islamic Center of Virginia. Amonet says, in general, daily prayer in groups is preferred, but only if possible. He says in the School of Islam American-born Taliban fighter John Walker Lind practices, prisoners are exempted from congregate prayer requirements. Holston says the prison and its Communications Management Unit, or CMU, in which Lind is housed, allow group prayer once a week, in line with federal policy. And Holston says there are security concerns whenever inmates gather together in a group. Lind attorney Ken Falk says everyone in the case agrees Muslims want to pray in a group if possible. He says the issue is whether group prayer could and should be allowed on a daily basis.
Given that the prisoners are out of their cells and free to engage in all sorts of congregate activity, and the testimony was the only lawful activity they're not allowed to go and do as a group is pray, that it certainly is possible.
The trial is expected to continue for at least the next 2 days. Prison intelligence officers and the current and former wardens are the next to testify. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.